DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What is it about you? What do you bring to a clubhouse that has made these managers and these general managers say, that's the guy we need?
I don't know, a good time. I like to goof off. I like to have fun when it's time to have fun. There's something about when the phone rings, you know, it's time to go to work. It's time to get it going. But, you know, we're there 7 months out of the year. We see these people almost more than we see our families. Why not have a little fun with it? And I feel lucky enough that some of the veterans I had coming up kind of taught me that. The first guy that got a hold of me was Bruce Chinn when I was in Kansas City. And he is like a notorious prankster and goofing off all the time. And that's just kind of what I saw when I got up. And, you know, I enjoy being a part of a team and, you know, tough love, all that kind of stuff. I think it works.
That's pretty unique because I've seen quite a few young arms, young position players where, man, I'm just trying to stick around here. I don't know if I'm allowed to have fun. So to come into a clubhouse right away and then to let you know, hey, we're still, you got to get the job done, obviously, but we're still playing baseball here.
That's obviously changed. I mean, it used to be super old school where, you know, you got to sit in your locker all day if you're a rookie. You know, you got to do rookie things. You can't sit on the couches. You just kind of, you're worried about so many other things other than the game. So I don't know if that makes the game easier, but I just try to keep a little bit. I mean, I'll let rookies sit on the couch, but if I see you there the first time, like, I'm going to bust you up a little bit, just goofing off, see how you take it. I've always been a big believer, if they're not picking on you, then they probably don't like you. So if you're getting picked on, that means guys like you. They like to see how you react. And, you know, if you get all bent out of shape about it, it just makes you want to do it more. But if you take it and wear it, you know, it makes you like them more.
I mentioned the general managers. Looking at the managers that you've played for, I believe it's six total. All six of them have a division title, a dozen pennants, seven world titles for the skippers that you've played for. What have you observed? Watch, obviously they're all different, but mm-hmm. as you've grown in the game, do you find yourself more aware of the buttons they push, more impressed with the ways that they can impact a team and just their little movements, whether it's in the clubhouse or during the game?
Yeah. And the best ones I've seen are the ones that just kind of leave the clubhouse to us. They let the players run it. I think Bochy might have been in our clubhouse maybe three times all year last year. And it's just when he speaks, you listen. But other than that, he's not going to panic. He's not going to freak out. I think those kind of managers, those good managers, those old school managers understand that it's a long season. It's a really hard game. We're trying our hardest. You know, there's no need to go in there and tell them, hey, you know, yeah, 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 yeah. Like that just, I don't think that works. Like, let us figure it out. And when you figure it out and you have that breakthrough or you go through that bad slump, the whole month of September last year, it felt like we never won a game and we were just grinding everything out. And Bochy never really, I think Bochy came in one time and said, hey, it's up to you guys. Like, either get it done or we're going to have to go home. And you rally around each other and you figure out a way to get it done.
Does that start in spring?
I'm sure I signed late, so I'm sure Bochy had that meeting. but Snicker had the meeting. I wasn't in camp with Dusty. I got traded over there, but Snit would have that meeting like, hey, you know, this is going to be y'all have the talent. We all know it. Get your work in every day, be a professional, be a good teammate. And, you know, when the dust settles, we'll see if we're at the top.
Couple more questions for you. Appreciate the time. Will Smith, Royals reliever, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. What about teammates along the way? I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about put me up on game, right? I mean, this is a guy that he showed me the ropes, and I don't know if I'd be a 10-year big leaguer if not for these guys.
I think about that all the time, and I've had guys at every stop. And in Kansas City, it was, you know, Bruce Chinn, Luke Hochaver, Jeff Francoeur, Alex Gordon. Then I go to Milwaukee, and I've got Kyle Loesch, Francisco Rodriguez, K-Rod, Jonathan Broxton, just talking baseball. Milwaukee's one of my favorite places because Francisco K-Rod was to my left and Broxton was to my right. So, like, I was pinned in between these two dominant relievers, and I would have to talk through my inning after every outing. Like, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? And, you know, at the time it didn't make sense, but now it's like, I try to do that now. I try to get young guys, especially after a bad one, like, hey man, what'd you think? What do you got here? And I'll just tell them what I see, and we'll go from there. I go to San Francisco with Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt, Evan Longoria, just, I've had some really good veterans along the way that have just been amazing to me. And then Stephen Vogt and Darren O'Day are in my top three teammates I've ever had. They were just great. I've been so lucky with older guys. I had Ian Kennedy last year, and even with 10 years in the big leagues, like, if somebody has more time than you, it's almost like you just look up to them. They've been doing it longer than you have. And that's how Ian was. I think Ian had 14 or 15 years, and I got my 10 years last year. And it was, even though he's got 4 years on me, it was just nice to have an older guy to go talk to sometimes.
Were you always open to advice? Or
for sure. I was trying to do anything to stay. I never once thought I knew everything or had this thing figured out. That I think that's the worst attitude to have in this game. Do I have some knowledge now that I've been around? For sure. Do I know everything? Hell no, definitely not. So, it's just nice to have that guy that you might be experiencing something new for the first time. Like, hey, man, this is what I'm feeling. I'm stuck in my delivery, whatever it may be. And you go bounce it off the older guy in the pen or in the pitching staff. And he's like, yeah, I've been there before. This is what I did to help me. Try it out. If it doesn't work, move on. But we'll get you out of this funk, man. Like, I've been there.
Want to ask just a few names from coming up through the minor leagues with some Royals legend. One of them you're going to be teammates with this year. Right, I believe you guys are both 20 back in Wilmington, you and Salvador Perez. Do you have any memories, yeah, or is it all a blur?
No, I remember Salvi. The reason why I remember Salvi so much is I think it was my first big league camp with Kansas City. We were roommates in the team hotel. Like, American guy, Latin guy. We played with each other the year before, so we kind of knew each other, but there is a language barrier. Salvi's English has gotten way better since then. You know, good for him. Those Latin players don't get enough credit for learning a completely another language. So one night we would watch a Latin soap opera, not a soap opera, but kind of TV show. And then my night we would watch Family Guy or some American show. We would just go back and forth all spring training. That's what we did. Or I'd go play golf and Salvi would stay. But yeah, that's the one thing I remember most about Salvi is me and him were roommates for spring training. But yeah, I came through with Hosmer, Moustakas, Dyson, Danny Duff. I was with Duffy last year. Like, there's some good Royals still kicking around.
Couldn't have been much room in that. You're a big dude. Salvi's a horse.
Yeah, we filled out that hotel room pretty good, but we had a good time. That's, I always remember Salvi for that.
So the next year, it's you. I think you're Christian Colon. Kelvin Herrera's there at Double A, and I'm pretty sure you guys did some winning. Does anything stand out about that time in Northwest Arkansas?
Me and Kelvin Herrera threw a no-hitter. We faced the minimum. I think I had a no-hitter going through the seventh, or perfect game through the seventh, and I walked the first two guys, and then we turned a triple play in the seventh inning, and then Kelvin threw 8-9, and it was Matt Shoemaker, who, you know, was with the Angels for a while. He was on the other side, and it was a 1-0 game. It was super fast and quick, but that's what I remember about Double A. And then I think we won a ring. Yeah, we won a ring I got traded over at 10, went to high A with Salvi. End of that season, go to double A, win it with Moose and Hosmer, Lamb, John Lamb, Montgomery, all those guys. We win it. And then the next year I go back to double A. And that was when we threw the no hitter, I think.
Now, I'm not going to ask if you knew, this core is going to turn into a championship core, but did it feel like we're winners? Right. Yeah. So this is a group of winners here.
You could tell that they were moving together. A guy would get called up, and then 2 weeks later, here comes the next guy. And then 2 weeks later, here comes the other guy. You could tell they were trying to move them all together, and Kansas City was on the verge of, you know, being really good and really competitive up there. And then it was just a matter of time. And then 15 or 14, they went, lost, 15 went and won. So, yeah, you could see it coming, especially with how good those guys were in the minor leagues. Like, that was one of the best minor league teams I've been on. Like, we knew we were going to win.
Alex Gordon's going to be out there. Mm-hmm. When you get to the big leagues, he's already putting up numbers. You're just stepping into a big league clubhouse. I understand that it can be all a blur. But what do you remember about that 2012 team that you got a few bites of?
It kind of was a blur. Like, I was just trying to survive. Every 5 days, I was trying to make it out of the first inning. I was trying my hardest. I was so intimidated. I never used the word scared. I was never scared, but it was just like, hey man, like, this is the big leagues. It is really hard up here. And you're trying to swim. You're trying not to sink. Gordo, my favorite memory of Alex Gordon is off the field. He took me to my first show dinner. We were in Cleveland end of the year in 2012. We're meeting up with the rest of the team at the end of the year. It's like the team party, you know, we're not making the playoffs, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get to Cleveland, and Gordo, Hochaver, and Frenchie took me and Jake Odorizzi to our first show dinner before the team party. And he was just always so nice to me. He's Alex Gordon, you know what I mean? Like, you know the kind of guy he is and whatnot. It was just nice for him to invite two, you know, brand new rookies out to dinner that night. And I've always remembered that.
And I don't know the age gap, but Frenchie had to be somewhat of a big deal, right?
Yeah,
coming up in Georgia, he was the guy.
That was also true. Like, you know, when I was still in high school and stuff, Frenchie was with Atlanta. And that, you know, me and my dad watched those games religiously, just being baseball fans. So being in the same clubhouse as Jeff Francoeur, the kid from Parkview, it was really cool. But, you know, I definitely learned a lot. It was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah. And you mentioned that debut and not scared, of course, but man, it seemed like it's you, it's Duffy, and you guys were all going to come up and you single-handedly were going to carry the team to the World Series. What advice would you give to that Will Smith 10 years ago?
Get the ball down. I got hammered. It's hanging in my basement, right? This is my debut that Kansas City did for us. You know, I get the first guy I ever faced in the big leagues, Derek Jeter, give him the ground out, the shortstop. I'm like, you know what? I think I can do this. I can pitch at this level. Next guy, homer. Next guy, walk. Next guy, homer. In the blink of an eye, all hell has broken loose. I'm like, maybe I can't do this. I don't know. But you've got to mess up to learn. And I messed up that day. I messed up the rest of that year. It's just every time out, there was something new I was learning of, man, if I would have just made this one more pitch, I could have been in line for the win or not walk this guy. Like, just the finer things that have to be done at the big league level to win. You know, everything has to be done right. You've got the leadoff walks or the two out walks or the not hitting your cutoff man, running the bases right. All that stuff matters. And I just learned that I think there might have been one outing where I went out and I was just in cruise control. And it happened one time probably. The other 9 or 10, however many starts I made, were I'm just trying to survive. And it was such a learning experience.
It's interesting. I wasn't expecting you to say that as you were describing it. I thought you were going to go to the point of you can't focus on the negatives because there's always going to be negative. But instead, you say, no, you need to be on your P's and Q's. Things need to be perfect. That
there's always, you've got to find the silver lining in a lot of things, I think. So you take all the bad that happened and you learn from it. And the you know, all those cliche sayings, like, just find the one good thing that happened. What did you do right? The one thing today, or the two things you did, what was right? And then you continue to do those things. And you take the stuff that you learned you know, I'd rather, you know, 10 years in now, and it's a 3-2 count, I would rather a guy not hit a homer, but hit a base hit rather than walk it. Like, give myself and our defense a chance. You can't defend against walks. That just hurts everybody, puts the catcher in a bad place, leaves a wide open hole now for first base. Just a ton of little things happen from one walk. That guy might swing and miss. He might pop it up. He might ground it out. Yeah, he might get a hit, but he might not. You never know. Like, I will take my chances now. I hate walking people.
It's Will Smith. Had a chance to talk with the Royals lefty reliever earlier this week. Very happy he took the time to sit down, get us ready for not only the season, but what we're out here doing at Kauffman Stadium, and that is getting you ready for the 2024 season. It is Royals Rally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.